Hi, I love your name. I just want to say
instant friends right away.
Instant, yes.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us all about GLOW 2024.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I always like to talk about GLOW.
It reimagines itself every year with a new theme. Tell me what inspired the Christmas Carnival theme for this year.
We get together as a group, the original owners of GLOW, and they develop this show. Mainly how we get, you know, our new themes developed is just from what we think people would really enjoy. And who doesn't enjoy a good carnival, right? And we find that people that come to our show expect a lot of interactive activities. So the carnival is really easy to do that because, I mean, there's games, there's rides, you know, that kind of thing. And what inspires us always is our guests. And we like to hear what their thoughts are. This is something that we all came up with, and it's an amazing theme. I really believe this is the best and biggest show we've ever brought to Edmonton. So we're super excited.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. You've also added Canada's first reality Christmas ride, which is a big highlight for this year. So tell us about this experience.
My husband and I were actually in the U.S. at a Christmas show for people like us that put on Christmas or Halloween events. And we went there and we spent all of our budget. And as we were leaving, we saw this sleigh. We got in and it just amazed us. So we were like, we have to get that. But of course, we spent our budget already. So we waited till this year to bring it in. It is so cool. It's great for all ages. And we actually had some of our setup team go on it yesterday, and seeing people's reaction is hilarious. But you're literally in a sleigh that moves around as you're visually seeing Santa travel the world. And it is so realistic. I'm really excited for people to get to enjoy that this year.
I want to ask you about GLOW After Dark, because this sounds so exciting. The adults only evening and special activities like a firefighter calendar singing. I need to know.
Yes, we have some firemen going to be here selling their calendars for the burn unit. So we're excited to have them. But we've got all kinds of really great activities that are going to be going on that evening. We also have an adult market. Like, we have our existing, you know, Merrymakers market, but then we've got another market as well in the show. So you get double the market. And then we're going to have a dance with our new light up dance floor and all kinds of roaming entertainment. It's going to be absolutely spectacular.
You mentioned the market, and that's a core value for GLOW, is supporting local businesses and inclusivity. How do you think GLOW reflects on those commitments, especially this year?
Yeah, we've always been really huge supporters of local, and especially during COVID, when the world really changed and everybody was really focused on local vendors and buying local to help support each other in the community. And that was really an incredible thing that came out of COVID, I guess. So because we have the stage to do that here, and because I'm born and raised in Edmonton, so I'm local too. So we want to make sure that we can support that. So all of our vendors, everything we deal with is all local. So it really helped Edmonton and the community here with supporting everybody.
So have fun, check out the lights, check out some firefighters singing, and take a ride on the sleigh and just get in the Christmas mood.
Yes, exactly. And it's going to be an incredible show this year because we've added so many new activities. You know, we've got our new toddler zone as well for the littles to come and just play without, you know, bigger kids kind of running them over and stuff like that. So we've tried to think of everything this year. I think we've hit, you know, we're usually around 1 million lights. We're about 1.5 million we figure this year with
gosh.
The new added displays. And the best thing, it's all indoors, so you don't have to worry about being cold.
That is the best thing. November 30th to December 31st at the Edmonton Expo Center. Get your tickets now. Ravenradio.ca will have the link. Shannon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shannon. It was a pleasure.